Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their little ones, and today, I want to talk about something that touches so many hearts: helping your child show interest in other children. First, let me say this. If you're worried because your 2 or 3 year old seems hesitant around other kids, or watches from the sidelines, or doesn't rush right into play, I want you to take a deep breath. You are not alone in this, and more importantly, what you're seeing is completely, beautifully normal development. The magic book taught me something wonderful about this age. Your little one's brain is doing something absolutely remarkable right now. They're learning one of the most complex skills humans ever master: how to connect with other people. And just like learning to walk or learning to talk, this skill unfolds gradually, gently, in its own perfect time. Let me share what the research shows, because I think this will bring you so much peace. Scientists who study young children have discovered that toddlers aged 2 to 4 engage in social interactions with their peers about 13 times every single hour. 13 times. That means your child's brain is constantly practicing, learning, reaching out, even when it doesn't look like much is happening on the surface. Dr. Jeannie Ho, a professor who studies early childhood development, explains that children who are socially and emotionally healthy show interest in others, care about friends, and are learning to recognize and manage their own emotions. But here's the key. These skills are developing. They're not finished. They're growing just like your child is growing. And here's something else the research reveals that I find so beautiful. Between 24 and 36 months, children are building the foundational capacity to form friendships. They're learning to communicate emotions. They're discovering how to navigate peer interactions. This is the age when the seeds of friendship are being planted, and those seeds need time, warmth, and gentle encouragement to grow. The magic book whispers this truth. Social curiosity in young children isn't something you force or fix. It's something you nurture, like tending a garden. Some flowers bloom quickly, others take their time, but all of them are growing toward the light. So what does this mean for you, dear parent? It means that when your child watches other children from across the playground, they're not being shy or difficult. They're learning. Their beautiful brain is observing, processing, figuring out how this whole friendship thing works. That's not a problem. That's intelligence in action. And when your child plays alongside another child without directly interacting, that's not a failure to connect. That's called parallel play, and it's a completely normal, healthy stage of social development. They're learning to be comfortable in the presence of peers. That's the foundation that cooperative play will build upon later. Now, let me share some gentle ways you can support your child's growing social interest, because I know you want to help. First, create low-pressure opportunities for your child to be around other children. Playgrounds, library story times, gentle playdates. But here's the key. Don't push. Don't force interactions. Just let your child be present, observing, getting comfortable. Second, narrate what you see happening. When you're at the park and another child is playing nearby, you might say something like, "Look, that little friend is building in the sand too. I wonder what they're making." This helps your child notice other children and start thinking about what those children might be feeling or doing. Third, model friendly behavior yourself. Say hello to other parents and children. Show your little one what reaching out looks like. Children learn so much by watching us, and when they see you being warm and friendly, they're learning that social connection is safe and joyful. Fourth, read stories together that celebrate friendship and connection. And this is where I get so excited, because we have a story in the Book of Inara that was made for exactly this moment. It's called The Magic Show Where Everything Says Hello, and it's about Anya and Noah discovering a magical puppet theater where every single prop giggles and introduces itself. This story does something so special. It shows children that the whole world wants to be their friend. That reaching out is met with warmth and welcome. That saying hello is the beginning of magic. After you read this story together, you can practice saying hello to things around your home. Hello, teddy bear. Hello, favorite cup. This playful approach helps your child see that reaching out to others, including other children, is natural, safe, and fun. Fifth, celebrate small moments of connection. When your child makes eye contact with another child, or offers a toy, or simply smiles at someone, acknowledge it with warmth. You notice that little friend? That was so kind of you to share. These small celebrations build confidence and show your child that their social efforts matter. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Your child will develop one or two close friendships over time, and that's actually more important than having lots of casual playmates. Research shows that even young children form these special bonds, and they're less likely to have conflicts with their close friends than with other children. Quality over quantity, always. So if your child gravitates toward one particular friend, that's beautiful. That's them learning what deep connection feels like. Honor that friendship. Nurture it. Those early close relationships teach children what trust, loyalty, and love look like in action. I also want to remind you of something important. Every child unfolds at their own pace. Some two-year-olds rush right into group play. Others need more time to warm up. Both paths are completely normal. Both children are learning. Both are exactly where they need to be. The research is so clear on this. Four-year-olds engage in more cooperative social interactions than two-year-olds. That means your child will grow into more complex social play. It's coming. It's unfolding. You don't have to force it or worry about it. You just have to trust the process and provide gentle support along the way. And please, dear parent, be kind to yourself in this process too. It's so easy to compare your child to others, to worry that they're behind or different. But the magic book reminds us that every child is on their own unique journey. Your child is learning to show interest in others in their own perfect way, in their own perfect time. What you're doing right now, by being here, by learning, by caring so deeply about your child's social development, that's exactly what your little one needs. Your warmth, your patience, your belief in them. That's the foundation that all healthy social development is built upon. So let's take a moment to celebrate what's really happening here. Your child is developing social curiosity. They're learning to navigate the complex world of peer relationships. They're building the skills that will help them form friendships for the rest of their life. And you're supporting them with love and wisdom. That's beautiful. That's enough. That's everything. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your wonderful child. And remember, we have so many stories in the Book of Inara that celebrate friendship, connection, and the joy of reaching out to others. Stories like The Magic Show, where everything says hello, are waiting to help your little one see that the world is full of friends just waiting to be discovered. You're doing beautifully, wonderful parent. Your child is exactly where they need to be, and so are you. With love and starlight, Inara.